Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to the bigger picture, and we are diving into the space of aviation. And off the back of SIA's results, we saw a nascent recovery in air travel demand, helping Singapore Airlines to cut its net loss for the second half of the year by 85% and bring down its full net loss by 75%. So the company posted a net loss of $125 million for the 6 months ended March. So down significantly from the $837 million of red ink during the first 6 months of the year. So pretty much reflecting how global aviation is on the cusp of a recovery with border restrictions just easing up. Let's get into the aviation outlook with Mohsin Aziz. He's the analyst for Pangolin Investment Management. Morning, Mohsin. How are you doing today?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Hey, doing good as well. Well, let's dive into what we are seeing in the aviation sector. And let's start with SIA's results. So coming in with a third straight year of losses, but the good news, I guess, is losses are narrowing. Mohsin, what do you make of the results? What were the parts that you like about the numbers?
It's encouraging results, basically. I mean, they're getting better traffic. Load factors are actually quite respectable. Far from where they were prior to the pandemic, but one needs to look at the trend, and the trend since January of this year has been very encouraging. I mean, they're reinstating most of the services lost. There's still quite a bit more to go. The only spanner on the works is, unfortunately, oil price. Arguably, they are somewhat hedged, 30% at a very decent price of about $57 a barrel. But 30% coverage can't cover the 70% that is exposed to the market, which is very volatile right now. So I think it's going to be a two-pronged strategy. Initially, they'll just focus trying to get as many people on the flight as possible, trying to get back to pre-pandemic operations as possible. And then after that, they'll go on stage two, whereby they're going to try and charge you as much as they can so they can return a profit.
Okay, so it looks like they are under pressure on a couple of fronts. You pointed out rising costs, fuel as well, the oil prices, and of course, labor costs as well. This is pretty much seen across the board. How much will this impact on their margins? You talk about passing on the costs to consumers. Is that something that will be easily digested? Will they be able to pass on these costs?
Well, the cost increase, it's hard to compute because they're still in the situation of spooling up their businesses. So when we try to do a comparables against history, there's just somewhat the comparison doesn't jive. It's not apples to apples. But it's very clear that efficiency factor or productivity factor in terms of manpower relative to the aircraft size is very poor. They're still spooling up. You mentioned about labor costs increasing. Actually, the bigger issue is labor availability. There's actually shortage in a lot of areas. So all this in unison means that their productivity is still short, nowhere as good as prior to the pandemic. They're getting there, but unfortunately, the process will take time. And then with regards to margins, trying to push for higher ticket price is not an easy thing to do. It's something you have to monitor the market supply-demand. We're not talking about Singapore supply-demand. It has to be a global or Asia-Pacific-centric supply and demand. And right now, you still have a lot of unknowns in the variability. China is still somewhat close, Hong Kong too. And when you filter out these two countries, the equation for Asia-Pacific supply-demand, it's just so hard to answer. So that's why it's very hard to churn a profit right now.
Yeah, Mohsin, you talk about the new normal and, of course, the availability of labour. A lot of the cabin crew have moved on to other careers, so unlikely they will come back. And what's also something of a question mark in terms of coming back is corporate travel. We've seen how many companies have gotten used to Zoom meetings and maybe will be thinking twice about sending their executives across for business travel. Is that going to be a big question mark for travel?
Fortunately, no. Apparently, a lot of people miss this face-to-face meetings. Meetings of a physical site has far greater value than Zoom or MS Teams, I would say. Of course, there are merits to Zoom meetings and MS Teams and so on, but they cannot be a forever replacement for physical meetings. And then, of course, right now, I mean, anecdotal evidence, people in the industry, people I know, corporate travel is actually quite a breeze right now. They are traveling quite a bit. Only thing different compared to in the past, very few people are doing day trip corporate travel. So if they go for corporate travel nowadays, it tends to be a couple of days and couple of destinations combined. So everybody is more more plan-centric as compared to before.
And Mohsin, it's worth noting, during the midst of the pandemic, Pangolin Investment Management came up with an aviation recovery fund to help to ride the demand recovery. So we are seeing that right now. Are you doing well when it comes to recovery fund? Walk us through the holdings. I believe you had booking platforms, some of ancillary services as well. Is this a chance for SIA to be part of this portfolio now?
Well, the Pangolin Aviation Recovery is something we started January of 2021, last year basically. And the idea is aviation is an industry inseparable to the humanity. It will grow, it will recover, but it requires time, right? We're going through a lot of distortions. We had some flare-ups with regards to the COVID-19, and then we have this war right now, and then right now the stock market is derating. But nonetheless, long-term picture, I can't imagine the world without a flourishing aviation industry. Now, with regards to opportunities, we do look at airlines, we do look at airports and a lot of other factors. With regards to Singapore Airlines specifically, yes, they have improved, but in terms of share price performance, I think it has run ahead of itself. And somehow fundamentals are still questionable. I would say there's greater merit in investing with Singapore Airlines subsidiaries, namely SATS or even Singapore Airlines Engineering. Both those companies don't have to worry about inflation so much. They don't consume fuel, basically. So therefore, from an investment predictability, those two subsidiaries are far more attractive in my eyes.
And when it comes to your aviation recovery fund portfolio, what tweaks have you needed to make in the past? Walk us through the markets as well, not just Singapore, but where do you see the opportunities for recovery?
Well, it has changed somewhat, you know. When we started the year, our strategy for the year is we believe Europe is going to be where the growth is, because that's where markets are very open. They remove almost all their, let's just say, travel restrictions. And it was doing very well up till the war. Then it has somewhat proven to be the weakest link globally. So where we see the regions that we see better growth opportunities right now, believe it or not, Southeast Asia is actually quite attractive. Singapore, I mentioned, not so much Singapore Airlines, but definitely SATS and Singapore Airlines Engineering. Australia is also coming off, and we see some opportunities there. And of course, there are pockets of companies that exhibit great value from Latin America and North America. So the idea is move away or shun exposure to North Asia and Europe. That would be a good strategy to do in the aviation sector right now.
All right, great conversation with Mohsin Aziz. He's an analyst at Pangolin Investment Management. Mohsin, thanks for your time, and we'll catch up again with you soon for the latest on aviation.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.